Welcome to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. This is the show that teaches you how to become stronger, thinner, healthier, happier, and much more. Now, here's your host, Dr. David Matto.
Hey there, guys, and welcome back to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. This is the show where I help you live stronger, thinner, healthier, and happier, a lot more. I'm in my outdoor studio, as you can probably tell, and there's a low-flying, all of a sudden, so you guys know that I attract noise. You know that. I attract craziness because I came outside to record this, and it's really quiet in this setting. I mean, I live in a very rural area. I'm going to let this thing keep going because it's just par for the course. I live in a very rural area. Basically, nobody is around. And of course, as soon as I press the record button, all of a sudden, a low-flying helicopter decides to come by. Those of you that have been with me for some time, you know that wherever I go to record, I can find like the most far out area of a parking lot, like the furthest part corner of a parking lot, and I start to record, and a landscape crew just shows up. It happens almost every time. It's bizarre. So I'm kind of glad it happened today, just because it proves that, you know, this is in real time. I record. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm not scripted. I've got a great message for you today, by the way. But sometimes things happen on the show, and we just let them go. So the helicopter's gone. Who knows whether it'll come back? If you are a new listener, yeah, welcome to the craziness. If you're an old listener, old friend, and I don't mean chronologic age. I mean, just if you've been with me for a while, if you know me. Always good to have you back. This is going to be a great episode. I want to also let you know that, again, I told you a lot of times that this show is not scripted. I mean, when I press record, I know basically what I'm going to say, but I don't have like a script. I can go off on any tangent that I want. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. And it's really strange. Sometimes I'll end a show and I'll say to myself, Dave, you know, it was pretty good. You know, it was all right. You can let it go, but you know, no need to re-record it. But it maybe wasn't your best. Because I really want every show to be the best. But, you know, that's all impossible. I'm a human being, and some are better than others. I think they're all really good. Don't get me wrong. But the example I'm trying to discuss here is a couple weeks ago, you probably heard the show where I talked about running the Hunky Dory Marathon in Colorado. And when I finished recording that, I kind of thought, yeah, you know, it was all right. I don't know. I might go back and re-record. I just don't know how good it was. But I didn't. I published it. I released it. And when I listened to it again after it was released, and when I listened to it, it was like a week or so ago, it was like one of my favorite ones ever. And it got a ton of listens also and a ton of shares. So something must have been right with it. But it's so funny. When I actually recorded, I just didn't know if it was good or not. But I got a lot of people telling me, and I really agree, that it was one of the best ones I've done in a long time. So if you have not listened to it, I don't have it in front of me. I don't know what number it is. Danielle, my wonderful assistant, as she's listening to this, Danielle, if you want to, in the show notes, and by the way, your show notes are available every week for every episode. So if you want to go back and look over show notes and get references to some of the things we talk about, Danielle, make sure you put in the show notes the episode number of the Hunky Dory Marathon episode, which was a really, really good one. And I'm going to highly suggest you listen to it. Before I get into the main topic, I want to also share something with you. Those of you, again, that know me, that have heard me for a while, I know that I am not a jewelry person. I don't wear necklaces or rings or fancy things. But lately, I do. There are two things that I wear, only two things. And on my left hand, well, you probably know, on my left hand is a Fitbit. I love this Fitbit. I've probably had it for, well, definitely several months now, maybe, I don't know, 5 months, 4 or 5 months, something like that. I don't know exactly, but I love it. It tracks everything that I do, including number of steps per day. And already today it's midday and I'm up to 16,600 steps, which is not bad. I did a 7 mile run this morning, which definitely helps. It just gets me to understand how I'm moving my body, what my heart rate is. Those are the two main things I use it for, number of steps and my heart rate. It does a lot of other things, which I look at sometimes, like sleep and things like that. But it, I just love it. It's been an invaluable tool to keeping me in the best physical shape possible, I think. I absolutely love it. And on my right hand, I wear beaded bracelets. Now, if you've seen me on my videos on Periscope or on Facebook Live, you may have... The helicopter's coming back. See, it's really weird. I'm recording for only 20 minutes, and it's normally really, really quiet here, but for some reason, there's like a helicopter circling. And we never get this. But for some reason, some helicopter pilot... Let's see if I can see it. Some helicopter pilot decides that, okay, I'm going to circle over David Maddow's house because I have a feeling he's recording a podcast now. Now, normally we keep the skies very quiet, but since I have a feeling he's recording a podcast, let's go screw him up a little bit. Let's go fly low right around his house. I'm telling you guys, it's really crazy. It's really, almost every time I record outside, like it's either a landscape crew that comes by, it's like a really noisy truck, it's a helicopter like today. It kind of goes to show that the world is just, it's not a peaceful place anymore. There's always some kind of noise and interruption. That's why I love meditation. I love running on a quiet country road like I did this morning. I did 7+ miles on beautiful country roads. And there's some cars that come by, but for the most part, it's really quiet. It just goes to show when you want peace and quiet, like when you're recording a podcast, noise just shows up and it's like out of our control. Like, I don't know why. Trust me, those of you that have been near my house, you know that I live like in the sticks and in horse country. There's like nothing around here. And I don't know why a helicopter would all of a sudden just choose to circle right around here. I don't know what the reason is. I mean, I hope it's nothing bad going on, but it's really weird. I don't get it. It's almost like somebody plays like a trick on me every time I record. I swear to you, I don't get it. But anyway, let me get back to the topic because I'm getting really off track here. But and we don't really edit these things, because again, this, I want you to have like a slice of my life in like real time. Like what's going on. I mean, in other words, real time, like, in other words, not edited. It's coming back. I'll tell you, I really have to figure out what's going on. Usually when a helicopter is circling, I mean, I hate to say it, it's usually not for a good reason. So let me see if I can get a view of this thing. I'm going to wave to it. See, he's like literally very low, right around my house, circling, looking for something or somebody. Now, I hope I'm safe here. I hope there's not like a escaped convict that might be roaming the area. I mean, I'm not sure what it could be. But this helicopter is looking for something, which is very, very bizarre. Oh, God. Okay. So I'll get back to the main topic now. I hope I haven't lost you because life is full of interruptions and craziness. And, when we do yoga and meditate, my good friend and yoga instructor has always told me, look, no matter what you do, no matter what you try to do, if you're doing yoga and try to clear your mind, or if you're doing meditation and you try to clear your mind, life is always, it's always full of interruptions. And you have to understand how to take those interruptions and deal with them, because nothing's perfect in life and things happen. And so, yeah, it's a good example. I'm here trying to record a podcast episode, and things happen. And you have to just deal with them. And I am dealing with them, meaning I'm explaining to you what's going on. But, yeah, life is far from perfect. And it's unpredictable as well. Okay, on my right hand, here we go. On my right hand, I wear 3 beaded bracelets. I got these bracelets from a friend of mine who makes these by hand in New York. His name is Desmond. And I met Desmond online. He does a lot of Periscope broadcasting. I've met him personally several times, and I bought some bracelets from him. And I've been wearing them ever since, and I really don't take them off. The only time I ever take them off is when I run, because, or exercise, because there's a lot of sweat involved, and I just don't want the bracelets to get sweated up, because I think the salt can be damaging, I think, to anything. And I also remove them in taking a shower or a bath. But otherwise, they're on my hand all the time. And I believe they give me a special type of energy. I'm not really sure what it's hard to explain. You know how some people wear crystals and some people wear beads. And ever since I've had these beads on, which has been months now, not only do they look really cool, but I just feel like they give me some type of real positive energy. My life is just that I've learned how to get rid of the negativity more. I've learned how to, and when you get rid of the negativity, you free up room in your life for more positive things and more positive people to come into your life. So, I mean, do the beaded bracelets do that? Well, I'm not going to say that. I don't know. But it is kind of coincidental that ever since I've been wearing these, I just feel a lot of positivity around me. I just do. And I suggest you check these out, because I'm a firm believer in these bracelets. They're very, very inexpensive. Dez does a great job making these. He does them by hand, like I said. And if you go to his website, which is Beads by Dez, so it's B-E-A-D-S by B-Y-D-E-Z is Dez, beadsbydez.com. Take a look around. He's got a lot of different types. I kind of wear just pretty simple, small beads, dark color. And I wear three at a time. I just feel there's something magical about the number three. So I like to wear three. If you like what you see, feel free to use an offer code. If you want to buy something from Dez, some bracelets, some beads, use an offer code Dave, D-A-V-E. He's giving this to my listeners, my friends, D-A-V-E. He'll give you totally free shipping. I mean, these are already very, very inexpensive, very reasonably priced. And when you get free shipping, man, it's just kind of like the icing on the cake. So check them out, beadsbydez.com. Make sure you use that offer code Dave, D-A-V-E. And let me know what you think. And feel free to send me a picture. If you do get any, send me a picture of your wrist with your beaded bracelets. I'd love to see. And maybe what we'll do, I'll show you mine in the show notes. See, with Danielle, make sure you get a picture from me, and we'll put up a picture of my wrist with my three beaded bracelets in the show notes, and you can take a look. I love them. I really do love them. Okay, main topic today. I'll keep it kind of quick, because I've been like talking a lot about other things, which is fine. That's what the show's about. Again, the show's about real life. It's not about me coming on and just reading a script and saying goodbye. It's not that at all. So whatever happens, happens. And that's the way the show is, the David Matter Lifestyle Show. Real life here. About a year ago, I'll back up for a second. I've got a really good friend. His name is Mike. And Mike is probably listening to this right now, because he's a faithful listener to the David Matter Lifestyle Show. He's an incredibly good friend of mine. We've been friends for many, many, many years. And several times a year, we try to get together, whether it's for like a long weekend, if we're traveling near each other's homes, or sometimes we'll just make it a point to put something on the calendar and we'll go somewhere else. So about a year ago, we decided to kind of hang out for a long weekend in South Florida. So we went on Airbnb, found a place. It was actually this guy that was renting out his home for the weekend. Very reasonably priced. And we stayed there. It was a beautiful weekend. It was really cool. But this guy, when he came to meet us and give us the keys and show us around the house and everything, somehow we got into a conversation. He asked me what I did. And I think he was real like healthy guy. And we started talking about health. And I told him about my podcast, The David Matter Lifestyle Show, which he told me that he was going to not only check out, but share with his wife, who happens to be an author. And he did share this with her. And she apparently liked it. And we started, I think we friended each other on social media sites, and she started following my podcast. And I know she's a pretty big fan. I think she even wrote it up in a blog she has. And very short time ago, a couple months ago, when I was in Breckenridge, Colorado, so a month or two ago, something like that, I saw that she came out with a brand new book. Her name is Victoria Fedden. Victoria Fedden, F-E-D-D-E-N. Her book that came out was called This Is Not My Beautiful Life. So I messaged Victoria and said, hey, Victoria, it looks pretty cool, but is this the kind of book that I would like? And she said, yeah, absolutely. So I didn't need anything more. I trusted Victoria. I bought the book. I actually downloaded it on Kindle. and I started reading it. And it was incredible on two levels. Number one, when I first started reading it, from the first chapter, like the first page or two, something happened, and I'm not going to tell you too much about it, but there was a knock. She was at her parents' house. She was 9 months pregnant, and the doorbell rang, and she answered the door at her parents' house in her pajamas, which I think she said she only had like a long nightshirt, not even any pants on. I think this is correct. And I'm not going to tell you who was at the door, but that knock on the door and who the person or people, the people that were at the door would go on to change her life and her family's life forever. It was very strange. I got sucked into reading this thing in a good way. I mean that in a good way. I could not put it down. I'm not like a real reader, meaning, yeah, I buy like, or I, you know, I download and buy self-help type books, nonfiction, books on health, hiking, running, skiing, all kind of business, all kind of things like that. But it's really rare that I would read a book like this, which was a memoir. But I got into this thing and literally couldn't put it down. When I finished it, I wanted there to be more. Like, I'm reading like the back page, and I'm reading like the message from the publisher, and I'm thinking like, it can't be over. No, I want more. I want to know more. It was unbelievable. But on another level, a lot of this story took place in the house that I stayed in about a little over a year ago. So when Victoria is talking about things going on in her house, in her neighborhood, I experienced these things. It was like unreal or surreal. I'm not sure of the difference, but I don't really know the exact difference between the word unreal and surreal, but there's a difference. But it was, let's say, weird. It was weird having had experienced this almost part of this story, staying in this house. It was weird. I with my highest recommendation, I want you to read this book. It's called This Is Not My Beautiful Life. I've got link to it on my website, davidmaddow.com. And I'm sure Danielle will put another link in the show notes as well. But if you go to my website, davidmaddow.com, and just go to a page that says products, I make it real easy for you because it takes you right to the Amazon link. You can either get the Kindle version or the hard copy version. I give this book my highest, highest recommendation. Whether you're a reader, not a reader, a casual reader, a sometimes reader, I want you to get this book. Now, I want to make this very clear. I don't make a dime. I take it back. If you click a link on my website that takes you to Amazon, I'm an affiliate. So I think if you do buy the book, I might make a nickel. I'm not even sure. I've never seen a penny from it. But Amazon tells me that if I put a link, then I get a tiny, tiny bit. But that's not why I'm sending it there. And I don't even know if I get anything because I've not received anything yet. So that's not the reason. But I have to, full disclosure, theoretically, I get like of tiny, tiny, tiny amount if somebody uses one of my Amazon links on my website. It's tiny, trust me. I wish it were more. I really wish it were more, but it's not. I'm not in this to make a dime. I'm not saying it because I get some kind of commission. I'm saying this because I promise you, this book could be life-changing for you. The message, the overall message, there's craziness, there's weirdness, there's a lot of times where you're going to be laughing out loud, there are a lot of times you're going to be crying, there's times where you're going to be scared, but the overall message in this book is invaluable. I want you to get it. And before I leave you today, because I see my time is just about up, it's funny how I can talk, and I have like this sense that, you know, my time is kind of up, and the shows turn out to be kind of around 20, 21 minutes each. It just works itself out that way. I'm not looking at a clock. I have a timer on my recorder, but I really don't look at it until I feel that maybe we're getting close. So I've got a surprise for you since you listened to the end, and I appreciate that. I've got a guest that's coming on my show next week, and we're going to spend the entire show talking about something incredible. And the guest happens to be the author of the book. The author of the book, This Is Not My Beautiful Life. Or is it Wonderful Life? I might be saying it wrong. I think it might be This Is Not My Wonderful Life. You know, we're going to check that out. And Danielle's going to make sure we get the right one because I get that confused sometimes. And again, I don't have it in front of me at all. I read it. I finished the book a few weeks ago. I wish there were like a second edition. I wish there were like a next chapter to this whole book. I think it's called This Is Not My Wonderful Life. I'm pretty sure that's what it is. If I said This Is Not My Beautiful Life before, I apologize. But again, I might be wrong. So make sure you check the show notes and Danielle will have it right. And it's definitely right on my website, which is davidmadow.com, DAVIDMADOW. I'm going to have Victoria Fedden, the author of this book, on my show next week, and I'm going to ask her some questions. Well, that's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to ask her some questions, and this is going to be a must-listen, especially if you have this book and you've started it. It's going to be a must-listen, and I'm going to be very careful not to put any spoilers in. So if you listen to it, even if you're starting to read the book or you haven't gotten the book yet, we're not going to spoil it for you. So don't worry about that. You can listen even if you've not finished the book or gotten started the book yet. We're not going to spoil it. I'm going to be very, very careful. But Victoria is going to be on from her home in South Florida. Don't miss it. Don't miss next episode. Until then, I will see you, and I pray that when I'm speaking to Victoria next week, I pray that there are no helicopters coming flying over wherever I am or no landscape crews. I'm going to make sure because it's going to be so special. I'm going to make sure there's no interruption whatsoever. Until next time, I'm Dr. Dave.
Thanks for listening to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. Please be sure to join us again next week. And remember, you are no longer alone.